It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie. So happy to say that this evening on the show, we've got the one and only Kirk Hammett of Metallica. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Jackie?
Doing great. Thank you so much for being on the show, and it's great to see you.
Thank you. It's a real honor to be here.
Exciting times for Metallica and for Metallica fans, obviously. We finally got a new record, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, which, congratulations, debuted at number one.
Thank you.
Not like it's a surprise to us, but I'm sure it's still a really good feeling.
It's always nice when that happens, I must admit, you know. How can you say that something like that sucks? I mean, you have no right to say something like that sucks.
And, you know, obviously I know you guys have had to talk about this for the past 8 years. Why in your opinion, do you feel like it took 8 years?
Well, I mean, it's because we have a tendency to over-obligate. there was just so many things that just kind of just popped up after we were through with the world tour behind Death Magnetic, which took about 2 or 3 years. And, you know, we did an album with Lou Reed. We made a movie. We did a bunch of tours. Before we knew it, at that point, it had been 6 years since the release of Death Magnetic. And, you know, that's when we started getting the songs together for this album. It took you 2 years, but by the end of it, you know, by the time the album came out, it had been 8 years. And it's funny because I was just doing an interview earlier, and I think, you know, I think the Beatles' entire recording career was about 8 years long. And, you know, it's just like, what can I say?
And I mean, yeah, talking about, you know, being 8 years, there's 8 years between Death Magnetic and Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Do you first see a greater sense of urgency to record and release music quicker as you guys get older?
Well, you know, I think we set a precedent here that I don't think that we want to follow. I mean, 8 years between albums, there's really, really, you know, we could have avoided that if we really had worked on avoiding that. And so I think at this point in time, I think the onus would be to put out albums in a more timely fashion.
Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Hammett of Metallica on the show tonight. He signed a couple of copies of the new Metallica album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Call us at 800-955-KLOS. Caller 25, a copy is yours, furnished by Q Prime. Still to come, music from Judas Priest, Korn tickets, more with Kirk. It is all coming up on Whiplash.
It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Hammett of Metallica with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the latest album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. And Metallica, notorious for generating a lot of ideas for new music. What have you learned about creative enthusiasm, not getting overwhelmed by sorting through the sheer volume of ideas?
Boy, that's a really, really great question, Jackie. I've been a musician for most of my life. I've been playing guitar for 4 decades now. And, you know, it seems that after a while you reach a point where, you know, the ideas flow. They come, you know, quickly or they don't. But you know, after a time, you kind of get a backlog of ideas. And at that point, you know, if you've been a working musician for a long time, one of the most difficult things to do is to be objective about your own work, or subjective, you know, whatever you need to be. And you know, a lot of times it's really, really difficult to just ascertain what is better than something else musically, because a lot of times when it comes from the same source, you know, you kind of stamp everything with that same stamp of approval. And so it helps when you have other band members around, you know, or you're surrounded by producers, engineers, whatever, who tell you that's a good piece of music, but that is not. I mean, it really helps. Having said all that, you know, I think that it's pretty obvious that the when an idea comes on the floor and it's instantly, all right, this idea is way better than anything else we have. And it instantly just floats to the top.
It's Full Metal Jackie Kirkhammett of Metallica with us on the show tonight. Going to have him pick a tune in a little bit. But right now, let's play something off the latest Metallica album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. This is Moth into Flame on Whiplash.
It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie. We've got Kirkhammett of Metallica with us tonight. Talking about Hardwired to Self-Destruct, the band's 11th studio album. 8 years in the making. Let's talk about... you've been playing guitar, as you said, for a long time. And learning to play guitar starts with emulating other players. When did you first start feeling comfortable that your own style was starting to emerge?
Maybe a couple weeks ago. it's funny because, as a dedicated musician, as a dedicated guitar player, I pick up my guitar, I play day in, day out. I'm very conscious of what has happened before my time and what has happened during my time, what has happened, in the now. I'm very conscious of like how I fit in into all of this. And, my whole attitude has been pretty much the same from the onset ever since I first started playing. Pick up your guitar, work hard to like improve yourself and grow, and can be open to new things, and just try to be a sponge, and filter in all the good stuff and try and keep out all the bad stuff. And I've been doing that pretty much my entire musical life, my entire musical career, and it's just been keeping to what sounds good to me instinctually, never losing sight of what inspires me and who inspires me, what influences me and what does not influence me. And through all that stuff, every time I play guitar, it's the accumulation of all those things I've just mentioned. And when I play my guitar, that's me. That's my personality. Concurrently, people have come up to me and said, Kirk, you're doing a good job. You have your own sound. And, for me, it's hard for me to hear my own sound because I'm so close to it. I'm in it, It's me. And so when I hear other guitar players coming to me and saying, you have your own sound, I can always tell when you play. And it's, people have been telling me this ever since Kill 'Em All, for me, that's one of my main goals as a musician is just to have my own sound. And, I don't know how it happens. All I know is that I just really try to work in trying to be an individual and try the best that I can be as a guitar player. And somehow along the way, my personality and my identity has come through in my playing. And I'm very thankful for that. And I'm very appreciative of the fact that other people can hear my personality and my guitar. That was a long answer.
But a good answer.
Full Metal Jackie with Kirkhammett. And hey, I've got Overkill tickets. They're playing City National Grove of Anaheim on February 25th. That's a Thursday. They're playing with Niall. Call us at 800-955-KLOS. Caller 20 gets a pair of tickets furnished by Niederlander. Coming up, more with our guest, Kirkhammett of Metallica.
It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie Kirkhammett of Metallica is with us tonight. Metallica started very underground. And now you guys are the most prominent metal band in the world. What helps keep that original attitude intact inside such a big machine?
It's funny because I'm still obsessed with all the bands that I was obsessed with when I was 13, 14, 15, 16. I'm still obsessed with those bands. I still listen to all those metal bands that were considered, quote unquote, underground back in the late 70s, early 80s. I go to those bands and that era of music as my main source of inspiration. So to answer your question, you know, it still feels like I'm just like listening to underground stuff. You know, I still feel like I'm part of the underground when I listen to that stuff. You know, I still have that connection to the underground that I had when I was younger when I listened to that stuff. It brings me right back there. So, you know, that's one of the ways that I can kind of reconnect with those feelings of, you know, still being a part of an underground movement and still, you know, when we were still the underdogs, you know, our little heavy metal movement was, you know, completely covert.
Kirk Hammett of Metallica with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Right now I've got new music from the band Beartooth. This is Hated on Whiplash. Who knew you'd be?
It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Hammett of Metallica with us on the show tonight. And, you know, talk a little bit earlier about, you know, Metallica starting out in early days for you. Let's talk about Exodus for a moment. You contributed to the last Exodus album. What was that like for you, stepping back into that?
It was great. I mean, you know, I love those guys. I mean, I've known Gary and Tom since high school. I still talk to those guys a lot. You know, In fact, I was talking to Gary Holt this morning. And, you know, for me, to be able to finally play on an Exodus album, you know, the band that I started with Tom Hunting in high school, you know, it was wonderful. It was hilarious because it only took like 35 years or something crazy like that. And it's weird because whenever I'm in the company of those guys, I feel so comfortable and so just like, you know, I feel safe. And you know, I really do feel like I'm with old friends. And when I grab my guitar, you know, Gary's around, Tom's around, I instantly go to where we were back then, you know, when we were in high school. And so, you know, me, whenever I play with those guys, it's just like, you know, coming back to just like, you know, it's kind of like a family reunion. I won't say high school reunion because it's much better than a high school reunion. It's kind of like, you know, a family reunion, and those guys are my brothers, and it's a really cool thing. And you know, I went in, I put down like, I don't know, 20-30 solos, and of course, you know, the solo that ends up on the album is a comp of like the first 3 or 4 takes.
Isn't that how it always is? I feel like I've heard that said so many times.
Yes. And it's true. I mean, that's basically what I did for Hardwired to Self-Destruct. I mean, I didn't really come up with anything beforehand. I just went out there, took a chance, and just played whatever was in my head, in my heart, in my hands that particular day.
Full Metal Jackie with Kirk Hammett of Metallica on the show. And still to come, music from Iron Maiden. We've got Korn tickets to give away and more Metallica on Whiplash.
It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Hammett with us on the show tonight. And let's talk about Los Angeles for a moment. LA is the backdrop of so many historic moments in music history. What's the most significant thing in your career that took place here in LA?
Well, you know, I have to say, 1988, we did the Monsters of Rock tour with Van Halen. And we played, what is it, the Olympic Stadium here? It was LA Coliseum.
Coliseum.
Yeah. And we went on at like, I don't know, maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember walking out on stage, you know, people were really, really excited for us. We went into Creeping Death. I remember, you know, I did what I always did. I put my arms up in the air and you know, signaled people to like, come on, get up, start headbanging. But it felt like when I did that, you know, it felt like the audience was interpreting that as come out of the bleachers, everyone, and come out onto the field and just storm the stage, because that's exactly what happened. Everyone just flooded out onto the field from the bleachers. The field had rows of chairs. Guess what? Those rows of chairs lasted about 30 seconds. Literally, like 15,000 people flooded out onto the field, came to the stage, right up to the security barriers within, like, the course of the song Creeping Death. Wow. And then started throwing the chairs up on past the security barriers in that little ditch between the security barrier and the stage. But some people weren't making it, and they were throwing chairs and was landing on the people at the barrier. Or they would throw the chairs and they would land up on stage.
Sounds
instead.
Scary.
It was complete and total chaos. And we had to stop playing for a little bit just so that
took people to calm down.
The venue security could, like, readjust everything. But it was a magnificent moment of complete and total metal chaos. But at the same time, it was an act of, like, metal bonding that it's just, like, that was just incredible. And this was, you know, 1988, and Injustice for All had just come out. And it was just, like, a fantastic, totally anarchic show. And I will always remember that show for just how incredible it was. And just, it was a real metal moment.
Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Hammett with us. And speaking of metal moments, I've got tickets to see Korn at House of Blues Anaheim. They're playing two nights in March. March 5th is sold out. There's still a couple of tickets available for the March 6th show. I've got a pair for you now. If you call us at 800-955-KLOS, caller 20 scores tickets furnished by Live Nation. It's Korn with Hold On.
It's a Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Kirk Hammett with us. Pick up Hardwired to Self-Destruct. I'm guessing you already have, because I think that you had this tremendous first week, sales week. I think that every metalhead bought the record. If you haven't, do so. Looking forward to seeing you guys. I'm guessing there'll be some touring in 2017.
Yes, there
so
will be.
So looking forward to that. And I mean, does it feel good that the record's finally out? Are you guys at least getting a chance to relax and be like, okay, nobody's going to ask us anymore when the new record's coming?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, there is a little bit of a feeling like you've just purged something. You know, it definitely feels like a little bit of a burden has been lifted, and now you can, like, get out there and share the music and, like, see where everything goes. I mean, it's just like, literally, you put the album out there and it takes flight, and where it goes, you just kind of, like, you don't really know. You just kind of, like, watch it and see where it goes. And that's where we're at this particular point in time. But yeah, we have dates booked all over the globe.
Awesome.
And we're going to be touring throughout 2017 and into 2018. And, you know, we're going to bring the metal to the people like we always do. And I'm really looking forward to it.
As are the metal fans.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I had to throw it out there. I love playing live. I'm one of those types of musicians who actually likes going out on tour. I just love playing my guitar. What can I say?
Well, you got a perfect job.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm very excited to at this point in time.
Awesome. Well, we are looking forward to it as well. Kirk, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging with me for another edition of Whiplash. I'm here Monday nights from 10 to midnight. Check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Gonna leave you off with none other than Metallica. Thanks again to Kirk. See ya.